Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 26th day of September, 2023. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance movement. And tonight we have at the helm none other than our producer is Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Hey, give your blog a plug.
At StilesRebelRadio.com.
StilesRebelRadio.com. He's an upcoming conservative. And boy, we need more of those, don't we, Style?
You're right on there.
He's not young by any means, but he is a conservative. And that's right, he's a legend out there, the legendary Pastor Joe Larson.
Definitely a Christian conservative. I want to have the word Christian in front because that comes first.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so we have got a whole lot to cover tonight, so we better get after it.
And get to work.
Do you remember the title of the message this week was?
Jezebel Spirit, Then and Now.
And let's pick it up where we left off over in 1 Kings chapter 18. We'll read verses 1 through 19.
Want to do it all at once?
No, you know what? Let's take a couple verses at a time and then go ahead and comment on them. Read all verses right. 1 through 4.
And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water.
All right, so when that word means cut off, that actually means massacred, that Jezebel massacred these, you know. The word Obadiah, his name, means servant of Jehovah, servant of Jehovah. Now, he was kind of in a serious place there because Ahab, even though he depended upon Obadiah, Jezebel was, you know, a total influence on Ahab. We've talked about how today, how their personalities match up so well with Bill and Hillary Clinton. And so here now, he was a good servant of the Lord, and he hid the prophets, you know, by 50s in a cave. And Jezebel wanted them all dead. Let me ask you this. Let's just say In 2016, Hillary had won that election. Hillary had, now, she has the power over those people because of the money that was transferred. And the Pandora Papers, it tells you very, very clearly, all of the heads of the intelligence agencies, and the IRS, the CIA, all of the top people were paid very, very well. Hillary has them by the throat. This is why no matter what she does, this is why Merrick Garland, Hillary could stand out and shoot people in broad daylight and do it on camera. And Merrick Garland would still not press charges against her because she owns him. She owns him. She owns Chris Wray. She owns all of these people. That's why when Hillary brazenly took an acid washed those hard drives, took a hammer and smashed the phones, brazenly said, "I am Hillary. I will do what I want."
Yeah, she had a private server in the bathroom of one of her homes. I mean, she broke all kinds of laws. She should have been in jail for 30, 40 years for all the different laws she broke. But she was never even charged with anything, was she?
No, she wasn't, because just like all the prophets of Baal ate at Jezebel's table, these guys all ate at Hillary's table. Mm-hmm. And so she owned them. Now, just imagine this. Had she been in power, just like Jezebel wanted to kill all of God's prophets. Do you think Hillary could? She would get rid of every fundamentalist Baptist preacher in the land?
Oh, I know at the very least you and I would be in jail. She would have tried to get rid of everybody that would point out her sins and point out her corruption. So at the least, a lot of us would be in jail.
She indeed did have federal agents waiting for me in her office when she was a senator. If I were to come in there, then I was going to get arrested for trespass, believe it or not, okay? And so remember Hillary, when she called in on this radio program, she wasn't very polite, was she?
Well, no, Drusilla. Drusilla,
yeah,
was not
Drusilla.
Polite. Female, yeah.
Now, when I was at Larry...
A woman.
When I was at Larry Nichols' house there in Arkansas, in Conway, he pointed over to a house not too far away. And in that house, they had two long black cars sitting in front of that house. And that house belonged to Jim McDougal. Now, Clinton's convicted Whitewater partner, he died of an apparent heart attack while he was in solitary confinement. He was the key witnesses in Ken Starr's investigation. Guess what? You had two men who introduced themselves as doctors, went into his cell, and shortly after they left, he was dead.
He expired, yeah.
Yeah. Then remember
government,
Mary...
Government doctors, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Remember Mary Mahoney? She was a former White House intern, and she was going to testify. She was scheduled to testify, and she was murdered in July of 1997 at the Starbucks coffee shop in Georgetown. The murder happened just after she was to go public with her story of sexual harassment in the White House by Bill Clinton.
House, yeah.
And then, you remember
Timing
that?
Is everything when you're corrupt, right?
Yep. Remember Vince Foster? Former White House counselor?
Hillary's lover and confidant, and who she eliminated because he was weak and was going to spill some beans.
He was getting nervous, right?
Very nervous, because he didn't want to go to jail.
No, he didn't want, because he knew that the Clintons expected people to throw themselves under the bus for them, or to fall upon the sword for them. They expected that was their loyalty. So I'm going to stop there, but I have a whole list of people, almost 50 people here, right, just in this one piece of paper alone, that were involved with the Clintons that ended up at room temperature, just like Jezebel's, when Naboth and his vineyard, anyone who got in her way, just like Jezebel, Hillary must feel that she can do every bit as good as Jezebel, maybe even better. Pick it up in verse 5.
All right. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, "Go into the land, and unto all brooks, peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. And Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whither my lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here.
Okay, stop right there. Now, why do you think Ahab was sending messengers all over to find Elijah?
Well, Elijah was one of the biggest pains to his wife. And
no, Elijah's the one that went to Ahab and said, We're going to bring a drought on the land.
Drought, yeah.
This
yeah,
is it.
He
now,
was also on the number one on the hit list, wasn't he?
Now, wouldn't that tell me that, wait a minute, this man's a prophet of God. He's not somebody to mess with. You don't mess with God, do you?
Well, they're not the brightest bulbs when they're evil. What does Scripture say? The God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not, you know?
Well, but but Ahab knew. Because every time he messed up big time, and he would go and he would put himself in sackcloth and ashes, and he would cry and he would beg for forgiveness. Then he'd turn right around and listen to Jezebel again.
Yeah, well, he was weak, and he just, it's hard to understand somebody like that, but he had no scruples, no backbone, and he saw Elijah as danger. So did Jezebel. I mean, he had to be eliminated. The devil tried to kill Christ. They were just going to get rid of another prophet of God.
But Jezebel wanted to totally undermine all the belief in Jehovah, the true God of Israel,
God, right.
The true God, and replace that with Baal worship, okay? And so,
and
go ahead.
Ashtoreth, remember we talked about her last night, that Canaanite goddess, Ashtoreth, she was also promoting her as someone to be worshipped.
Yeah, which she was, again, pick it up in verse 13.
Was it not told my lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table.
So what happened here? They assembled, and they had their contest, and Elijah slew 950 of those false prophets. He slew those that ate at Jezebel's table. What was Jezebel's table known for?
Baal worship,
it was known for
fornication and everything.
Yeah, very perverse sexual activity. They had orgies. Jezebel's table was known for gluttony and orgies and every kind of profane activity you can imagine. kind of reminds you.
Their goddess was Astoreth, and she was what, you know, that was the whole thing. She was a basically a whore.
Do you remember some years ago when the Clintons were in the White House, what they did at Christmas time with the Christmas trees?
They had all these horrible sick symbols on the tree. Instead of symbols representing Christ, they had syringes and needle, all kinds of weird things.
Sex toys. Hillary had sex toys. Mm-hmm. Remember the FBI agent that was in charge there? He wrote the book. We had him on the radio program here several times.
Yes, Gary...
Aldridge.
Aldridge, yes. We met him and talked to him, and I've got one of his autographed books, but it was interesting. There were so many things, but they even had... he said hypodermic needles and drugs on a Christmas tree. I thought that and like you said, sex toys. These people were sick, and here was one of the head FBI or the head agents protecting the Clintons. I mean, he was there. He saw the tree go up. He looked at it every day, and he was brave enough to go tell the world what he saw.
Other things he saw in the White House were. Were just unbelievable, he would
it
say.
It sickened him. He said the family, the people sickened him.
Yeah. He said how when he would walk down the hallway and the office doors would be open, and Hillary's, the women who, lesbians that wanted to attract Hillary, he said that they would be, that he would walk in and he would look and, they wore no underwear. I don't really want to go into any more than that, but they would try to get
her attention. Let's just say tried to get Hillary's attention.
Yeah, this was
we
pathetic.
Can say that on the radio.
Right, now if we compare this now, see we're comparing that because like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. Hillary is a Jezebel of today, but she's not the only one. Yeah.
No.
Nasty Pelosi, Kamala Harris. We know how Kamala Harris got to where she's at. She didn't try to hide that.
I thought she giggled her way.
Well,
I had to make a bad joke on that. It's everything you ever see with her, she's giggling, and I thought, never mind.
Well, now here, as we take a look at Jezebel, was pretty upset with the death of her prophets of Baal.
Very upset. Yeah, those were her hand-picked.
So today, what about those in the United Church of the Antichrist, the Wiccan Church? Hillary is what? She is an actual witch, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And so, head of a...
Her name is Drusilla in the...
Drusilla, Drusilla, yeah. Church of, what about the Church of Satan or the Episcopal Church? Would she be pretty upset to see those priests go?
No. I mean, yeah, she would want them because they are continually sinning.
Yeah, they embrace everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, huh?
Oh, and when you have priests that are having sexual relationships with other men and all kinds of stuff while they claim to be a priest, a man of God, it's more than a sin, it's blasphemy.
Well, with the United Church of the Antichrist, most all of the new pastors are women, and many of them are married to other women, lesbians, they're all lesbians.
Lesbians.
And they promote sodomy, everything. They promote everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, abortion, sodomy,
unclean, yeah.
Witchcraft, whatever God calls an abominable thing, they embrace. And so, let's go over very quickly to chapter 19, and let's pick it up right here and read verses 1 and 2.
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more so also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
So she said she was going to do to Elijah what Hillary did to Vince Foster, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Or let it happen to me if I don't fulfill my vow of murder.
All righty. Why don't we just stop right there for tonight? And I got a couple quick announcements we got to make. Very important this time. We're seeing God's people, I think, wake up here. They're starting to wake up a little bit, which is really good news. This coming Friday, the 29th, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, we're going to be having our tactical civics meeting at the church. Again, what this is all about, it's about going back to the Constitution, working within the system, and using the law in a way which we the people, can take our country back one county at a time. Now, there's about 3,600 counties in the United States, and right now we've got chapters in 900 of those counties where they're having the Constitution demands that we have a standing militia, and that standing militia can convene a grand jury, and that's exactly what we're doing, because the grand jury, Joe, is the highest authority in the land. And so we have all of these corrupt politicians, all of these things we see, what we call George Soros whores, where Soros has bought and paid for these corrupt prosecutors that punished innocent people and let the criminals go free. This is evil to the core. But now we the people can again convene our grand juries and bring these crooked public, you want to call them politicians, public servants, we can bring them to justice. And so this is what we need to do, and we're going to have that meeting this week. I got too much going on at one time. 6:30, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, set Friday night. Be there. You're going to learn a lot and see what they're doing across the country. I just heard of one outfit, believe it or not, in Pennsylvania, where they have 1,900 members. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, you can really convene a lot of grand juries with 1,900 members. And then don't forget
that's
Sunday.
That's a movement. That's not just a fringe. That's a movement.
Yeah, it is, because people are starting to awaken, Joe, in this area. I mean, they're starting to wake up. They know something is very, very, very wrong, finally. What they call mainline media, the fake news media, is losing its grip on people. You see what's happening with Joe Biden. The walls are starting to cave in for the Biden regime. They're starting to panic. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute here. But this coming Sunday, October 1st, nationwide, National Life Chain, people will be taken to the streets, holding up signs out there by, actually probably have a million people out there showing you they're standing up for life. Remember that clip we played last night, whenever they said all life matters, how the liberals would go crazy when you say all life matters, okay? But here, we're going to be standing up for life this coming Sunday. Now, the folks in Geauga County, they will be at routes 306 and 322 at 1:30. At Lake County, right down the road, about 20 miles down the road, they're going to be at 306 and Mentor Avenue. But what you need to do to find out is call your local Right to Life chapter. Find out where the life chain is going to be in your area. There's literally thousands of them, and I can't give that information out. So just call your local Right to Life chapter. We'll be back right after this one more. Don't go away.
Thank you.
feel so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the New Age church is for. The truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man kind to be scared till I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He has risen. Boy, he has risen on high. He's alive and well. And because he's risen on high, we will too someday, if you're born again. Right, Joe?
Right.
Well, we have a whole lot of stuff.
Hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant.
That's what we're striving for, isn't it?
Amen to that.
Let's do some lightning rounds. Poster Rasmussen says election fraud renders scientific election forecasting worthless. No kidding. Where have you heard that before? We'll start sharing the evidence, right? Prominent pollster Rasmussen announced recently that it cannot produce accurate polls on elections because of the massive amounts of voter fraud occurring in this country. You hear that, Bill Brett Baer?
Brett Baer, yeah. No, they don't want to hear that.
Election fraud renders scientific election forecasting worthless. So we will continue to cover an official investigation into it. Remember when the echo chamber was activated and they were saying, where's the evidence? Brett Baer, Sandy Smith, Neil Cabuto. Now, I just remember those, Chris Wallace from Fox News, all of them doing the line, parroting what they were told to parrot, okay? But here now, election fraud renders scientific election forecasting worthless, so we will continue to cover all official investigations into it. The question is, why don't others? And yes, Arizona and Georgia are mostly Republican-controlled, Rasmussen reported. Here, over 83,000 ballot impressions were illegally destroyed after the 2020 election. No one has been held accountable for that. That was in Georgia, okay? Here, another 150,000 ballots were identified as during the recounts in Fulton County, Georgia, that were supposedly mail-in ballots, but they never been reviewed. These ballots were identical and were not folded, and yet we were told that they were mail-in ballots. Voter Georgia sued the county to be able to review these ballots. The lower court said that they didn't have standing after leading them on a nine-month trail. The Georgia appellate court agreed. Some months later, then finally last Christmas, the Georgia Supreme Court said voter Georgia has standing and could and therefore review the ballots. See, the fix is always in, isn't it? Okay. And in Arizona, what was the amount in Arizona? No, okay, I see. 83, that was Georgia. I'm looking here for Arizona. It was a huge amount of election ballots that they had in Arizona that were false. Maybe it's on the other side. But there you go. And
there were at least twice as many that were bad as the difference in the vote count. So
yep,
remember
Maricopa County. Do you talk about corrupt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the crooked county.
All righty, Joe, what do you have?
I have a sad story for those of you there in Ohio, and it comes from the Daily Star in the United Kingdom. More than 1,000 children have gone missing from Cleveland, USA, with nearly 50 vanishing from parts of Ohio in September alone, leaving cops baffled. Since the beginning of the month, 45 minors have gone missing in the greater Cleveland area, according to the Ohio Attorney General's office, bringing the total to 1,072 this year. Children that have gone missing, nobody knows where they are.
Well, somebody knows, and they know the answer to that's in those Pandora papers. And Trump has the Pandora papers. And again, that tells you how, you know, Joe, here in Ohio, we have what they call issue one in November on the ballot. This is right from the pit of hell. The very same people, the dark, dark money people. And this dark money, they're bringing in about $60 million worth of false television ads. Totally, totally corrupted, false, misleading television ads that they're running here. And this money's coming in from California. It's coming in from New York to try to pass issue one on November 7th on the ballot. And here, these are the same people involved in this are the ones that are involved with the child smuggling, child sex trafficking rings. In this, the way that this is worded, Joe, like, you know, I've asked several people, I used an analogy, and every single one of them, if I said, do you believe that we should have the constitutional right that every individual should be able to own and carry firearms? And people, every single person I've said that to, in fact, we did that today. We did that today at dinner. And the lady said, of course. So I pointed to the six-year-old sitting next to her. I said, is he an individual? She said, yeah. I said, should he be able to own and carry a firearm? And she had that look on her face. No.
No.
And I says, that's exactly how they worded this when it comes to abortion, where it comes to these children having these what they call transsex surgeries.
Right.
And the whole idea, this bill, this issue one, takes away completely and totally, removes all parental rights, Joe.
Because it says all persons all people, which would include everybody from what? Baby up, right?
Not only that, but it refers to a person's individual rights where it talks about to control their own body and yeah. those that assist them.
Yeah, that's okay. What I mean. He's a child. I'm 4 years old. I think I'm a little, you know, boy, girl, whatever. They're mixed up.
No, but listen to this.
Them the right to decide what they wanted to do at 4 years old.
That's right. They could go in there and they could, if they, these kids, of course, they're going to be preying on the kids in the schools, especially in, you know, in junior high school and high school. These corrupted public school teachers will be convincing these young girls, you know, you're really not a girl, you're a boy, and you really should go get your breast cut off because you're really a boy in a girl's body. And by the way, you know, they have what they call finder's fees.
Yep.
These corrupt, ghoulish people, the very same ones that are saying, well, you know, we're at one end they're doing abortions, and now they can switch over and start doing these trans surgeries. And follow the money where the money's at. No.
Because they will be following doctors the rest of their life because most of them will have to be on some kind of drug, hormone, therapy once they start these transitions. And it's a lifetime pain medication problems. What they're doing is creating a generation of patients that are going to be spending big money in the medical field and the doctors and pharmacies.
Well, not only that, Joe, but now listen, I'm going to pay close attention to what I'm saying to you. It says now that you cannot hinder anyone who is assisting you to be able to do what you want with your own body, have complete care.
Right.
In other words,
so Shane, I'm a parent, and I have a child, and if I step up and say, leave my child alone, they can come and arrest me. They could stop me from protecting my own child because I would be violating the law, wouldn't I?
Now, listen, pay close attention to what I'm going to tell you again, okay? Okay, now listen carefully, Joe. They tell you that those that interfere with those that assist a person being able to do what they want with their own body, Joe. So listen carefully to me, Joe. That means that if one of these young girls tells her girlfriend, I want to abort the baby that's in me, and I want you to do it, you can be the abortionist. You don't even have to have... You see, the way this thing is worded, it leaves these holes wide open to where it would actually, Joe, eliminate every bit of pro-life legislation we've ever passed in the state of Ohio.
And put parents and other concerned parents, grandparents at risk for jail and all kinds of other problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've never seen such a mess.
Yeah, you if you want to see it, go right across the state line into Michigan. That's what they have. Those people, they got slam dunk, and we're here for them all the time in Michigan. That's what they have now. And that's what they're trying to do in Ohio. So, and this is why... But I'm seeing the people in Ohio wake up. And again, folks need to keep their eyes open. Every now and then they catch some of these human traffickers here in Ohio. But they have a large Somali population around the Columbus area there. And the word is out there that that's one of their major businesses besides the drugs. Is the fact I've heard. They've actually, in Columbus and some of the areas, fly the Somali flag there in their neighborhoods. So.
Wow.
Now.
Well, one thing I want to warn people, it's not just Ohio's problem, because if it passes in Ohio, I can pretty much assure you that they'll try it in your state.
Yeah, they've got five other states. Five other states are lined up for them to hit right away.
Right. And if it goes, there'll be more standing in line to do it.
Yep, absolutely. A couple of things. Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, you were saying, you know, words have meanings, and it's that you have to look. The devil's always in the details. Like, here's a funny headline. Scientist reveals the date Earth will face mass extinction that wipes out all humans. that really gets your attention. And then you start to read about this idiot scientist. Humans will go extinct on Earth in 250 million years. Oh, that really a brave scientist that, you know, somebody 250 million years from now will say, hey, he was wrong. You know, I'm joking. But, of course, that's only if we stop burning fossil fuels right now. And if we don't quit burning fossil fuels tomorrow, this will happen sooner than 250 million years, as Dr. Farnsworth at the, you know, some University of Bristol School of Geographical Sciences. But you read through things, you always have to look. These words have meanings. You have to look the details. You have to look at things. You've got to quit, folks, listening to sound bites. The left loves to use sound bites and emotional sound bites, and they skip over the things like the truth, the real facts. You've got to learn that trick and quit falling for it.
Well, Joe, there's only one source of information that has been 100% accurate, and that has been 100% accurate for over 6,000 years, Joe. Over 6,000 years, it's got a 100% accuracy, and we're talking about prophecies made some 4,000 years in advance, and the prophecy is very, very clear on when this world is going to end. Mm-hmm. It's going to, exactly when God's word, the Bible, says it will.
Yes, it will end. And it, even Jesus said, only the Father knows.
Well, he's talking about that's the tribulation period. That's when they send them in.
But even the end after, because, well, we don't know when that'll be, so we can't tell how far after that the end will be, but it's in God's hands, and he's got it covered.
Well, if you read the last verse, the last two verses in Genesis chapter 8, he tells you, God, that God speaks with all absolute, complete authority on this. He said, as long as he keeps the earth, Job, he's going to keep all of the seasons. You're going to have spring, summer, fall and winter.
Yep. And while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
So you know what that means, Joe? It means that all this climate change stuff is a complete and total hoax. Now, it's an interesting thing who come out recently and admitted it's been way, way, way over-exaggerated. Someone who has completely changed their mind, their position, because people aren't buying it. And so who do you think that is?
I missed that one. I know there's several people.
His name is Bill Gates. Somebody. His name is Bill Gates.
Bill Gates? Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he has finally come out and admitted, well, yeah, it's kind of been really overplayed. This doesn't make people like John Kerry or Al Gore or none of these ripoffs, these people that are pushing this climate change hoax to get very, very wealthy, doesn't make them happy, does it? Or Joe Biden, Joe Obama Biden.
Bill Gates, that's a shocker, really.
Yeah, and so there you go. Yeah, he's come out and said it's kind of been really over-promoted and exaggerated. But now, we talked about child smuggling. Tim Ballard, the former Department of Homeland Security agent whose real-life heroics rescuing trafficked children were depicted in the smash film Sound of Freedom, starring Jim Caviezel, is now speaking out in the wake of the allegations of sexual misconduct with numerous women. They always, just like they did with Trump, they're going after him.
Mm-hmm.
And all these false charges. It's not true. Nothing you hear is true, Ballard said. Supporters in Boston who recorded his comments on video. This is breaking down my...
They went after a Supreme Court judge like that, too, didn't they?
Yeah, Clarence Thomas they went after,
Thomas and the other one, Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Kavanaugh, yeah.
Brought up some woman that made a charge. She couldn't remember what year, what party, what town, but she remembered.
Oh, yeah. Just like those with Al Sharpton and his girlfriend who brought those false charges against those, what were they, not polo players, lacrosse players.
Tallulah Brawley.
Yeah.
Was her name. Yeah.
It's been turned out to be completely and totally false. So he goes on to say, this is breaking down my family like you can't believe. He continued as his delivery varied from shouting at the cameras to welling up in tears. His comments came in the wake of the report by the far, far left Vice News, which indicates...
Vice News, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Ballard's, a real good source. If
which
you
indicated,
listen to Vice News, you're an idiot.
Which indicated Ballard's exit from Operation Underground Railroad earlier this year followed an investigation into claims of sexual misconduct involving seven women, according to these corrupt sources with direct knowledge of the organization. Yeah, that's what you can expect. Well, you see what they've did it to Trump, and like you said, all of the others we mentioned. The truth comes out. Oh, you know who else? Remember Judge Roy Moore?
Oh, yeah. They went after the judge, too. Yep, with that innuendo and claims of something, and there was no proof, and yeah.
Well, do you remember what happened?
The damage is done with just the accusation. The damage is done.
Judge Roy Moore challenged every one of them to come and take a lie detector test with him. Not one of those women would do it. They got caught.
Not one.
They all got caught, okay? And so, and again, that's another one. And it was the rhinos that set up Judge Roy Moore. And so, anyhow, hey, I've seen something happening out there, too. The left is starting to turn on Joe Obama, Biden. By the way, obviously I don't care much for Joe Biden. You know, I know he's a pedophile. I know he's wicked. I mean, he's wicked to the core, but I still don't think, I'm hearing people, Hannity and some of those others in Fox News, and they're making fun of his dementia. That's not something to make fun of. I don't go for that, making fun of people's dementia. You know, look, you know, if you're going to go after him, go after the things he did, the things he did that he can control. He can't control the dementia, okay?
No, but it's the people that are putting him out there. It's the word is elder abuse. I mean, his wife is putting him out there. His staff, they know what's going on. And to keep doing this to him, it's really criminal what they're doing. But at the same time, his dementia is helping destroy this nation because of the things he said, the foreign leaders that see his gaffes, that hear his stupid stories, the mistakes he made. It's really hurting the United States, our position in the world, our security. So in a way, it's a very dangerous situation.
Well, that's true. But he's not in charge. He's listening to Obama. He's doing what Obama tells him to do, okay? And, I mean, they have him out there right now, their operation. They got to make sure he don't fall down anymore, okay?
Yeah, that was the last thing. The other day he made another claim. He was, he said he's been to every mass shooting during a speech on gun violence there at the White House. According to my figures, there have been over 500 mass shootings in the U.S. meeting the criteria of a mass shooting this year, and there's no way he's been to all 500 of them. I don't think he's been to one of them. He has no idea what he's saying. He makes up things that sound good to him, and there's just something terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah, he's got dementia. That's what's wrong, and it's getting worse, and they're not.
Worse.
I know they can
day,
use.
Yeah, by the day, actually.
They can use certain drugs that can help you temporarily for a little while, but then those drugs wear off quickly. And you're right; he's getting worse during the day. Now, even
you can't give him too many of them, so that you have to use them very sparingly, and that's the problem.
Yeah, we give him too many, and that's why he keeps falling down, tripping.
Yeah, falling asleep.
Here's the other thing, too. Even the Democrats, they're scared to death of Kamala Harris, getting into office. Who knows what that woman would do? She's a loose cannon. Who knows what she's liable to do? The Democrats admit themselves that they're afraid of her, you know. So
her, yeah.
So now the CIA knows, look, we got to do something. We got to find a better candidate. Somehow we got to stop Trump. If Trump gets into office, I heard, what's his name, the former head of the CIA out there today, Clapart? What is it? What is his name? Clapart, I think it is.
Clapper and the other one. They were the experts that said that the laptop was probably Russian disinformation.
Yeah, but Clapper said today.
Big important jobs in national security.
He was asked. Clapper was asked, if Trump gets into office, if President Trump gets back into office, are you going to jail? And he said, yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Well,
that was the first honest thing he said in a long time.
Okay, so there you go.
He even told the truth there.
Okay, well, he's lied under oath several times and admitted. He's actually admitted he's lied under oath, okay? But who's going to do anything about him? Not Merrick Garland, is he?
No, not Merrick.
And so, I mean, so it's coming down on him. People are realizing just how completely and totally corrupt all of these agencies are, okay? And again, that's starting with the Pandora Papers. That's starting all to come out. They know that Trump knows where all the bodies are buried, and they know that. Now, Trump keeps rising in the polls. Are you seeing how he keeps rising and rising? The more they try to indict him, the more he rises in the polls. So, I had some fella stopped today, an old timer, very elderly man, just comes up when I'm standing out next to my car, and he asked me, are they going to get Trump, or is he going to get back in office? I said, I believe he's going back to he's going to get back in the office. So he was good, okay, and that was an amazing thing. But that was kind of a strange thing for this guy to come out of no place and do that. All right, we're coming up to a break. Did we get that clip? Okay. Joe, because you didn't hear it, what we talked about, we have a number of people who want to hear it again, what we played yesterday, the zombie apocalypse, and it has to do with what we spoke about earlier about the so-called vaccines and what looks like may happen on October 4th, okay? So when we come back after the break, I'll introduce that and we'll listen to that. So, also, again, like I wanted to say, I was amazed. How dumb are they, are the UAW workers, to have Joe Biden on the picket line with them when they want to replace them with electric car assemblers, which yeah. cuts the yeah. hours down by 2/3. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, what amazed me, he also came out and said that he was backing them for getting paid for 5 days of work, but only having to work 4 days. And I'm thinking, this is insanity, because if one group would get it, every worker in America would want to work Monday through Thursday, but get paid for Monday through Friday.
I hear you. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come. A lot more to come.
Light the fire, light the light, let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.